This is the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast, episode number 35, for Friday, December 21st, 2012. Alexandra Inglis of Monmouth County, New Jersey, is only in her teens, but she's already making a stir on the Jersey Shore music scene. She's recorded a CD, she's appeared at a number of clubs on the Jersey Shore, and she's our guest today on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Welcome to the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast. I'm your podcast host, Steve Lubetkin, and the bookseller at middlechamberbooks.com. In this podcast, we present interviews with authors and creative professionals talking about their work. In this program, we introduce you to singer-songwriter Alex. In this program, we introduce you to singer-songwriter Alexandra Inglis. Alexandra has been performing since she was 8 years old. When she began writing and composing original songs, she was 12. Her debut CD, Thank You, is a 10-song CD showcasing her songwriting abilities and her quite exceptional voice. I managed to hear Alex when she performed in a live radio concert on WBJB, the student radio station at Brookdale Community College in Lincroft, New Jersey, and I connected with her to do this interview, and she was gracious enough to share some of her songs with us. Alex has appeared at the Wonder Bar and the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and on December 28th, she'll be performing on the student radio station at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, WRSU, which is at 88.7 FM, and will also make an appearance at the Record Collector's Store in Bordentown, New Jersey. You can get more information about Alex at her Reverb Nation page. That's reverbnation.com/Alexandra Inglis. And she spells her last name I-N-G-L-I-S. She joined us over Skype from her home in Monmouth County. Alex, thanks for joining us on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to be with you. As I mentioned in the introduction, I first became aware of your music by hearing you do a live concert on WBJB, the Brookdale Community College radio station. And I just would love to hear a little bit more about what got you started in music. And you've been composing songs since you were about 12 years old.
Yes, I have. A lot of the music was I grew up with. It was in my family. I remember when I was playing young, like when I was younger, all like my family would get together and play like with a band, and we all go in the basement and play. So I guess that kind of influenced me to play, and I just love it.
So you've got a CD out. You actually went in the studio and produced a CD.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
It was great. It was really cool because we used all the older style, like the reel-to-reel stuff. And it was really fun. It was really great.
Now, I'm actually old enough to remember reel-to-reel recording tape. What was that experience like for someone who mainly grew up in a digital age?
It was really cool, actually, because I expected like the board and everything, but when we started doing the reel-to-reel, it was really cool because you hear it, you could go back and tape over things, and there's like, it was just a really cool experience. I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected, you know. It was really great.
Talk a little bit about the music. What is it that inspires you to write music? What are some of the things that you take your influences from?
A lot of the time, I get a lot of stuff in my sleep. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night with, like, a melody and some lyrics, and then I'll take that and build a song. Or sometimes I'll just be, like, walking around, and then, I don't know, something will pop in my head, like an idea, or I'll see something, and it's just an idea. And then it just turns into a song.
You're also playing at some of the relatively famous clubs on the Jersey Shore in central New Jersey. You've played at the Stone Pony. You've played at the Wonder Bar.
Yep.
What's that experience like? You're starting out a lot earlier than most people getting to clubs like that.
I feel like it's such an honor to be able to play at places like that. You know, it's just, I have such a great time doing it, and just good to get the music out there and to get people's reaction. It's just a great experience every time.
So let's get into the music a little bit. We have a couple of your songs. Talk a little bit about your favorite songs among the recordings on the first CD.
A couple of my favorite songs are DCGA, because that was one of the first songs I wrote. And it's just about how music helps you through a bad day, because it's one of the first songs I wrote, and that's when I started realizing how music really helps you through a bad day. And that's what I wrote the song about, and D, C, G, and A were the only four chords I knew at the time. So I named the song after that.
That new way. Everybody has bad days, but maybe not this way. And it feels like DCGA, DCGA. My fingers bled and my heart was crying from all the pain I learned. Grab my guitar just for play.
DCGA, one of the songs on the first CD from our guest on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast today, Alex Inglis. One of your other favorite tracks is a song that's not on the CD. It's called My Life. Tell me about that one.
Yes. That song is about just letting people into your life, like letting people know about yourself and how you grew up and how you feel. And just, and it's not necessarily has to be about my life. It's just about people's lives in general.
I like to show you about my life, about the funny things throughout my time. I like to take you through my town to show you what I'm like, oh, inside out. I like to open up my skin and let me bleed out all my sins. I like to open up my eyes to see the world from 10 feet high. And I won't let you go. We'll let you as an old light, watching way up high in space. starry night. My heart can handle some despair until you let into much air. I like to open up my skin and let me bleed out all my sins. I like to open up my eyes to see the world from 50 feet high. And I won't let you go, but we'll let you know about my time. And I won't let you go, but we'll let you know about my life, yeah. Ooh. So many reasons I ask why these things happen to me, yeah. I always stare upon my skin and see what's happened to me. And I won't let you go.
One of your other tracks is called Free. How did that one come about?
That one came out actually. I had that one in a dream. Like I had the chorus in a dream, and then I built it off that. And everything else just kind of built off that song. But it's just that song's about how don't let people step over you. Don't let people always have to like need off you or feed off you, as I say. Like, don't, like, just be yourself and be who you want to be.
I can see why you're on the side of every piece of my mind, oh my mind. I hope to see every part of me just fly right by and miss a glance of your eyes, oh, your eyes, yeah. 'Cause I'm so free, 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 free from all that you need, 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 yeah. 'Cause I'm so free.
From all the-
That's our guest on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast, Alex Inglis, with her song Free. What kind of reaction do you get from people you go to school with, because you're still in school, to the kind of, you know, out there notoriety that you're getting from playing gigs around?
At school, I really don't talk about it much, but like when it comes up, people are always like surprised because I'm so quiet all the time and I never really bring it up or anything. It's kind of funny, actually.
Is the music more a way for you to express yourself where you don't feel maybe as comfortable in the face-to-face environment?
I guess so. I really enjoy singing like my feelings and singing out and singing what I see at school and singing what I see in life in general. And in school, you know, I'm not the most outgoing person at school. You know, I'm kind of shy. I do my work and stuff. And, but getting out there and singing really does like help me a lot. It helps me talk to people. It helps me get out there and it makes me feel good, you know?
Do you have plans after, as you go on, are you going to study music in college or?
Yes, I really want to go to college and study music. I'm thinking about music therapy to help people through music and everything. And I'm not really sure exactly what to do yet, but definitely something with music.
One of the other songs that you've recorded is called Don't Bring Me Down. Does that play into the music therapy, making people happy thing?
In a way, yes. It's just about how that song was based on, I guess, a relationship. Like, I don't have a relationship, but like everything that I see, you know what I mean? And that song's based off of just don't bring people down. You know, if you have something to say bad, don't say it at all. You know what I mean? Don't bring people down.
Waiting here all by myself, waiting for you to call my name. Help me play this little game. No, 'cause you leave me all alone, standing all in the cold, watching the rain fall as it turns into bricks. Waiting for my name to call, but there's no one down the hall. Maybe you should let it go, let the wind blow.
Our guest on the Middle Chamber Books and Music Podcast today, Alexandra Inglis. Who do you see as important musical influences on your composing? Is there anybody in particular?
I really like John Mayer and Maroon 5. I'm a really big fan of
Any of the 60s folk artists have any influence?
Joni Mitchell, yes. I love the singing her song, Big Yellow Taxi.
Now, you did the live concert on WBJB at Brookdale. Was that the first live radio concert?
No, I've also done Rockin' Tommy's Radio. I've done 88.9 and a couple other ones, and that was just really cool to do Brookdale too, you know.
So it's you become pretty seasoned at doing the live radio concerts. Is that a weird experience not having an audience in front of you?
A little bit. The first time it was kind of like, oh, I'm singing to like a room, you know. But after a while, it's kind of cool. Like, you think about all the people that's listening out there. And it's really cool how you could be singing to a room, but singing to so many people at the same time.
So what's next? You've got another CD in the works.
Yeah, we're working on it.
When's that supposed to come out?
Soon, you know, maybe over the summer or something. We're still working on it, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck with the music as you go forward.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Alexandra Inglis. She's from Monmouth County, New Jersey. She has a website you can follow her on at reverbnation.com/Alexandra Inglis, I-N-G-L-I-S. And to take us out of the program today, here's Alex with her song, One Day.
Help me pick up all these pieces, put them back inside their place. Pick up all the hearts you see, and don't forget your love and faith.
Comments or suggestions about these podcasts, including suggestions for other people you might want to hear an interview with, please write me at steve@middlechamberbooks.com. And as always, our theme music is provided by the Indianapolis Jazz Orchestra. It's called Cook the Books. We produce these programs in the studios of Lubetkin Global Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We're on the net at lubetkin.net. These programs are copyrighted and may not be reproduced or cross-posted to other websites without express written permission from the copyright owner. If you are interested in sponsoring these programs, they are available for sponsorship. Just drop us an email or call us at 856-751-5491. For all of us here at Lubetkin Communications in the Middle Chamber Bookstore, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.